Welcome to the Conference Shop and All the Goss, where event insiders spill the tea. We're going beyond the brochures and chatting with the people who actually know Australia's best hotels and event spaces. What's new, what's changing, what planners really need to know. It's all on the table. If you're planning events, hosting them, or supporting someone who is, you're in the right place. Today we're joined by Dean, who looks after an incredible portfolio of hotels across IHG. From new openings to standout meeting spaces and tips for planners, we'll be covering it all. So let's get into it. Let's start with your journey, Dean. How did you get into events and the hospitality world, and what's led you to where you are today?
Hi, Carla. Thank you. Great to be here, firstly. How did I get here? I started my hotel journey many years ago. So many years, and I'm not going to mention it here, but I started off with Hilton Hotels, and I did a cadetship or traineeship, I think they were known at the time, which was part study, part on the job. And I spent a lot of time going through many food and beverage outlets, groups and meetings teams, or conference and events, I believe they were called then, and worked my way through the entire hotel. And from there, that kind of whet my appetite for the world of groups and meetings and MICE in general. Then had quite a long time working in a conference and event sales coordinator position with another group of hotels. Then I took a year off and like every good Australian, went and headed over to the UK and traveled and did a whole raft of other things, did some study, and then came back and was heading up in a proactive sales capacity, looking after the groups and meetings segment, primarily through intermediaries. Then moved into a national sales manager groups and meetings role with Ridges Hotels and Resorts, and moved into the Hayman Director of Sales role. And when I was with Hayman, it was actually before Hayman Island was part of IHG Hotels, and I moved from Hayman into IHG. So now I've been with IHG. I literally celebrated 15 years with IHG just last week. And in my current role, I'm overseeing the commercial side of our business across East Asia and the Pacific. And within that, we have our regional sales teams, our revenue management, distribution, loyalty, and other commercial areas. But groups and meetings forms a part of that and touches all of those areas.
Wow. So that's a long time. 15 years with IHG. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, as I was saying all those years, it's sounding a lot, which is frightening. I didn't realize I was quite that old.
No, it's experience. That's what it is. So for those who might not be familiar with all the properties in your portfolio, what are some of the standout brands or hotels that planners should know about?
Great question. Well, I'll talk a little bit closer to home here. So in my role and my team, we oversee the East Asia and Pacific regions. So that is essentially our Southeast Asia and Korea markets, our Japan and Micronesia market, and the Australasia and the Pacific market. So those three divisions where we have teams established in each form East Asia and the Pacific. So that is 20 operating countries. We have 12 of our 20 brands in the APAC region, over 250 hotels, and over 130 in our pipeline. And our pipeline is essentially hotels that are due to open in the coming year or two, or in the coming years, I should say.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a lot coming online.
Yes, it's incredibly exciting. We're in a really strong growth phase at the moment. More broadly, outside of the East Asia and Pacific region, color, we have 20 brands, as I mentioned, and there's 6,600 hotels, actually just over that, and 100 countries. We're well and truly global. Yeah, 12 closer to home in our region, and many of those brands I know are very familiar with many, and they range from our luxury and lifestyle, the likes of Six Senses, Regent Hotels and Resorts, Intercontinental, to some of our newer brands, Vignette Collection, Ruby Hotels, Ghana Hotels, and of course, our very well-known Holiday Inn brand family.
Oh, that's fantastic. So is there anything new? Well, obviously there is, or exciting happening, the hotel openings, refurbishments, or upcoming developments that you'd like to share, can share?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, we're in another year of incredible growth as far as the signings and the openings that I just mentioned. And one of the things we're most proud of here in this part of the world is our continued, what we internally call our culture of firsts. And we were very proud when we opened the very first Voco Hotel globally. And that was back in 2018 on the Gold Coast. And that brand here in Australasia is now at 5 opened hotels. And we have another 5 in the pipeline. Yeah. That brand, actually, there'll be a pending debut on the Central Coast soon with Alvoco Gosford. That's definitely going to be one to watch. That'll actually, I'm trying to think of a few facts on that one. That will have the region's highest rooftop bar. I think square meter conference space is over 700 meters. So that will definitely be one to keep an eye out for. We also, on that culture of first piece, with a global debut of our Vignette Collection brand here in Australia as well. And that was in Brisbane with Hotel X in Fortitude Valley. We've now rolled that brand out into Japan with two new open hotels and then far more broadly across the world as well.
Wow.
Crown Plaza is another brand that has gone from strength to strength here. And again, in Australasia, we've opened three Crown Plaza hotels in just the last 6 months, and there's another three more in the coming months. So lots happening with that brand. And that brand has a natural affinity with a lot of our meeting planners. And for many, many years was known, particularly here in Australia, was known as the place to meet. We've got Crown Plaza Geelong just around the corner as well, which will bring a whole raft of new accommodation to that area as well. So lots going. One piece that I will mention is, you possibly saw it, and I know you had Morag from Salter Brothers on a previous podcast. We actually are very close partners with Salter Brothers here, and collectively with Salter Brothers, we have announced a portfolio agreement, and that's going to see several of our hotels actually transformed and rebranded over the next few years, and including the Intercontinental Melbourne, the Rialto, will be transformed to the Regent Melbourne, which makes the return of that brand to Australia after 28 years. So we're incredibly excited about that. We've also made some announcements around the Crown Plaza Melbourne and a few of the other hotels within that portfolio. And we're also investing a lot of time and effort, I should say, into evolving that Regent brand into really a modern upper luxury leader in its space. And you may have also just seen the Regent Hong Kong, Carlton Khan, Regent Santa Monica, lots going on there. So based on what I've seen from those properties, I can't wait for the Regent Melbourne shortly.
Yeah, that sounds so exciting. There's a lot happening. I'm really excited to see even Gosford.
There's a lot.
That'll be a game changer for the Central Coast, I think.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're really looking forward to that one. The team, I haven't had a chance to get up there in the last few months, but the regional sales team went and had a look just last week and all came back with glowing reviews, as you would expect, but non-biased glowing reviews, I can assure you.
Yeah. So what's something your brand does exceptionally well when it comes to hosting corporate events?
Well, look, I guess with so many brands across the portfolio, we have multiple options across both the city and the regional areas. We have options that are available to customers at all price points. So not only do we have the hotels, which is critical, and the price points, but again, with no bias when I say this, we have exceptional people running these hotels. We invest a lot in our learning and development, in ensuring our teams are consistently trained and educated to be at the level that are expected. So much focus on customer service and stakeholder relationships. So that side of it is, I would say, is really critical. In addition to the hotel teams that would be looking after the customers, we also have a really strong regional sales team who have longevity in this industry, which isn't always a thing. And many of them are, I guess, thought leaders in their segments as well. So we've got a very established group and meeting team that I know work closely with your team as well, Carla. And yeah, I guess if I could say, It's the brand coverage, it's the multiple options that you've got that come with that, both in city and region and resort, and then the teams running our hotels. That would be what I feel we do exceptionally well.
Yeah, and you really do. And I think, like you said, the longevity is so important because there's been so many changes since COVID. So it's nice to see that there is still longevity with your teams.
Absolutely.
So what's something planners might not know about your venues that could actually save them time, budget, or stress?
Well, I'm glad you asked me that. So I'm going to give you a plug now when I say this. So current Evolve Your Event offer, that would be something that not all planners know about. So we have an offer in place at the moment. It has fantastic savings, 10% off your master bill for meetings and events, for anything booked by my head, I think it's the end of August, and that's for events hosted through till next March. So that's my little plug. But look, our venues, our teams are experts in their field. So if it is something requiring time saving or budget saving or stress, the thing I would always encourage is for them to just be upfront and say from the outset, this is what we need support in. We're on a tight budget, or we need this to be really delivered in a timely manner. we will respond accordingly. So I guess what I'm saying with that is it's not a cookie cutter approach. Where our customers or our planners are really needing us to over-index in an area, we absolutely will.
That's cool. So you're obviously really flexible too when it comes to pricing. And who doesn't
absolutely
want a little bargain if they can get one?
Absolutely.
So is there something unique or lesser known about your brand that more people should know about, like a sustainability program or something like that?
We have at IHG, we have what we call our Journey to Tomorrow. And that Journey to Tomorrow, Carla, it's a responsible business plan. It sets out our commitment to help shape the future of responsible travel, basically with those that are staying with us, those that are working for us, and those that are partnering with us. What we've done with this program is we've aligned it to the UN Sustainable Development Goals, and it's basically a framework for us where we can focus our efforts to deliver what our purpose is. And our purpose, without sounding too corporate when I say this, it's our purpose at IHG is true hospitality for good. And that's where we really leverage this program, is elements that work to improve the lives of people in our communities, a whole raft around that whole Journey to Tomorrow program. We've also got Meeting for Good, which is closer, I guess, to our where our meeting planners may be interested. And our Meeting for Good is a program that we have dedicated to providing sustainable meeting and event solutions across our network. And that's really designed for clients that are seeking to minimize their environmental impact. Again, as you would expect, it incorporates practices that help us reduce waste, conserve energy, et cetera, et cetera. So that really gives event organizers the ability to host events that align with our sustainability goals, their sustainability goals. But what we ensure throughout all of that is that we're not sacrificing any convenience or any quality along the way.
Yeah, and that's important. Because I think people often think that when you are doing something like that, something will be compromised somewhere along the line. So,
yeah, completely. And we're really clear on that it's yeah. Not about compromise. It's just about looking for areas where we can minimize the impact.
Fantastic. So what trends are you seeing for 2025 that smart planners should keep an eye on?
One thing that I'm seeing, and I'm hearing the team are seeing this as well, is where there are special events that are being held in destinations, we're seeing planners look to try and leverage these. And this is growing. And an example of that could be Vivid in Sydney. We are seeing people try and anchor their own meeting with something like that. So it can be experiencing the event as well as having their actual conference whilst they're there. So how are they leveraging those to build out their own event? We've got an upcoming British and Irish Lions tour. So we've seen a few inquiries come through on how they can incorporate that into their event as well. So really, if there's special events, started to see more interest and growing interest, I should say, in how the events can anchor onto those. I guess on the flip to that as well, because some of these events, there's a lot of people. Some customers are looking to avoid that altogether. So if they want to completely avoid those special events, that's where they can possibly pick up bargains outside of that, or certainly more cost-effective, I should say, options for them. Discounts, et cetera, if it's quite a set of dates. We're also seeing, as I touched on the sustainability piece, so we're definitely seeing an increase in sustainability questions come through on our RFPs. As they come through, it's not as broad as it potentially once was. It's a lot more specific in wanting to understand not just things like bottled water, but amenities and impact. All of those are far more prevalent on RFPs than they ever were. We're seeing an increase in wellness menus. I don't want to call this a gimmick in years gone by, but it used to be a nice to have. It was included as an option or as an upsell opportunity, but now we're seeing a genuine increase in the request for that. Less sugary breaks, things like that for morning and afternoon teas, but also really the plant-based options are far, far more advanced than they were in previous years. And as a result, they're being requested a lot more. Dietary requirements, all of that. So many trends, I guess. The other piece I'm seeing as well is really the short lead time, which is good when we're facing some soft periods, but to know that there could still be those short leads coming through, but definitely a shorter lead in group inquiries, but also a short lead time for the association segment and the registrations and bookings are coming far more inside of 30 days than previously. Yeah, I guess those trends are very much closer to home here, particularly in Australasia. That we've been seeing.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. But it's interesting with all the dietaries coming through and the plant-based options, the food's also so much better than it used to be. When dietaries,
fantastic.
Yeah, I know. It is. It's fabulous. So what's the funniest or most unexpected fail you've experienced while on site or running a conference?
We had a conference with quite a few colleagues, and we're at one of our hotels, and the person that was presenting was screen sharing, and they were presenting their deck to the room, and there would have been about 40 people in the room, I'm going to say. And we had a visiting colleague of ours from our global team, and he sent a message to the person that was presenting saying, "Oh, remind me who this is sitting next to me. I basically don't know who it is." And it came up on the screen so the whole room saw, and it was only a minor one, but we still talk about it. But he was embarrassed that he'd asked and didn't know who he was sitting next to. The whole room found it quite funny. So nothing like falling off a stage or anything, but embarrassing enough for him and for all the parties involved. So yeah, that still sticks in my mind. Never works. Screen sharing, shut everything down is my recommendation if you present it.
Yeah. Oh my God. You would have wanted to fall through the floor, I'm sure. It's hilarious. So if someone's getting or considering one of your hotels for their next event, what's the best way to get started?
Well, you were kind enough to allow me to have a little plug on Evolve Your Event and not challenge me too much on that. So I'm going to kick off and plug you and say, chat with the conference shop. Conference shop knows our portfolio inside out. So, and jokes aside, I'm being very genuine. In that instance, absolutely have a conversation with the conference shop. You know our properties at a global level. If it's just at the research stage, we obviously have our website that has information. And regionally here, as I mentioned before, we've got some experts in our regional sales team. They work closely with you as well, Carla, and can support with any inquiries. We try to minimize the need to go to multiple people for multiple things to get answered. So wherever it makes sense to provide a central point of contact, we absolutely do. So yeah, this feels so loaded, but we genuinely value our partnership with the conference shop and how you promote our hotels to your customers.
Yeah, but you guys, you know, very approachable, so easy to work with. And I'm sure, you know, our clients and your customers obviously feel the same, but it's good that they can reach out to you guys too directly via website or, you know, to reach one of you too. Thanks. So now we're on to our signature story question. What's the wildest or most unforgettable thing you've ever seen at a business event?
Okay. The G-rated versions that I can share. a G-rated version I can share because there's plenty that I can't. Okay, so ITNME. I don't even know if ITNME is still happening at the same level it was, but it was an incentive-based trade show in Chicago. And I'm going to say this was about 15 years ago, actually. And I was in Chicago. I was on the Tourism Australia stand, which was fantastic. And we were exhibiting. And it was the last day, and we had lots of giveaways on the stand, very Australian things, Vegemite and Arnott's Shapes and Tim Tams and everything you would expect. But people started coming along to our booth. And this was a big booth. It was a corrugated iron style, like an Australian outback shack type. Look, it looked fantastic. And people started coming, and they were certainly taking the freebies, which we encouraged. But then there were a few people that actually started trying to actually take our stand. And I'll never forget that there were like road signs that had things like kangaroo ahead and all of those things that you would expect on a trade show booth like that. But people were literally trying to unscrew them and take them whilst we were still exhibiting and whilst we still had customers walking through. I've never seen anything like it at a trade event with professionals. So it was, I guess, if you ask me what's wild and unforgettable, here I am almost 15 years later, still remembering it. And just blown away at the audacity. And the TA guys were fantastic, as were the other exhibitors. We went over and said, "Look, could you please actually not remove our stand?"
I can't believe someone would do that. That's ridiculous. Yeah. Did they not realize?
I'm still floored by it. So, no, I don't think they realized.
I'm shocked too. That's hilarious. I didn't think anyone would do that.
Yeah. Well, so someone's got in their living room at home a great road sign with a wombat or a crocodile or something, and the stand was a lot leaner after that.
I can imagine. That's hilarious. My goodness. So that's it for the episode of The Conference Shop and All the Goss. If you've picked up a tip or had a light bulb moment or now know the perfect venue for your next event, we've done our job. Don't forget to follow the show. And if you're looking for a venue that actually ticks all the boxes, you know where to find us. Until next time, happy planning.